shocking everyone. I don't die. I don't die. I can't stop shaking. I'm clutching the amulet so tightly it cuts into the skin of my palm, but it doesn't feel even a little warm. For a heartbeat, when I first put my hand on it, the gemstone blazed hot, and I closed my eyes and prepared to die. But then, miraculously, it cooled. We wait, and wait, and wait, for 10 minutes that felt like 10 hours. I stand frozen, still expecting to die horribly any second, unable to keep from looking at the charred remains of the blameless young girl. We're not meant to touch the possessions of the gods. No, we begin, the air touched says, fiercely triumphant. But I don't know what that means. Should I drop the amulet? If I do, will I die the next time I touch it? Slowly, I open my fingers. I try to open them. They won't budge. My hand is locked in place, holding the amulet, and I can't move my fingers. Air touched, what do I do? The sorcerer, taking in the situation with a quick glance, reaches out to me. But a radiant white light surrounds my hand and knocks everyone near me back a pace, until I'm standing alone, staring at my glowing hand. I'm shaking so hard, I expect my knees to give out at any moment, because this surely means that I'm about to catch fire. I thought it was over, thought I was safe, and a voice, like a cascade of temple bells, rings inside my mind, drowning out my frenzied terror. A wave of light, heat, and energy crests through me. You are safe, child. What? I stare wildly around, whipping my head from right to left. Who said that? A feeling of gentle amusement brushes the inside of my mind. I am she, Artemisen. You hold my amulet, the first to do so and live in many long years. I fall to my knees, careful to take the box with me, afraid to take my hand or the amulet out of it. I'm sorry, I'm not worthy, but they made me do it. I babble, feeling hot tears falling down my cheeks. Hush, and tell this vicious king and the rest of these people this story. But mind you, remember it well.